Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. The Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Elio Emanuel ben Shalom Hartman, who was Nifter this week. We're holding Psachim Daphne Zayin in the Oizvahad edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloha Hei. We're starting the top of Mudalaf in the first line. The Gemara says that's how Rabbi Chaim learns the Mahalach of the Gemara. Ba betumas oivdim heich avido. Tumas Oivdim means the Krihanim. They're the Oivdim, they're the ones that are doing the Korban. If they're a Tomei, so what do you do exactly with the Korban? The first explanation of Chaim is we talk about Korban Pesach. And the question is, if Korban Pesach is Tomei, if you have the Krihanim Tomei, what do you do? And the Gemara explains, Shachtu Oisoi Bali Mumin Vizorku Oisoi Tmein. Meaning the Shechita was done with Krihanim, they're not Tomei. But they're possible to avoid it. They can't do avoid it. They can do only Shechita. Why can they do Shechita? Because Shechita can be done even by a Zara. It doesn't have to be a Kohen Kosher. So we talk about Kohanim that are Bali Mumin, have a blemish, and they did the Shechita. But once the Zrika happened, now a Kohen who doesn't have a blemish has to do it. And all the Kohanim that don't have a blemish, only Kohanim that are Shleimim, they are Tomei. So says the Gemara, so what's the question? Omar Avilo. V'abosa she'yigo b'chol Tomei lo yochel, arei lo yinogo b'tomei. It says that the Bosser touch, a Tomei touches it, he can't eat it. Here the Tomei didn't touch it. The Tomei just threw the blood, but the meat is still okay. The Abosar called Toya Yochel Bosar, Avishka Torim Shechlu. The Koyanim were Tomei, they saw not Tomei. So you have enough Torim to eat it. So meaning, even though the Zriko you're doing with Koyanim Tmeim, and you're already pushing away the requirement of Tahara to one aspect, it doesn't mean you'll push all requirements of Tahara. In other words, Tumo Techuyo Hibetzibur. This one that Omar holds, when Tumo, you're allowed to bring something betumo by Tzibur, doesn't mean it's Hucho, now Tumo doesn't exist. But it's Tchuyo, means it's pushed away, you do the minimal amount. So Zrika, you have no choice, you do betumo. The rest, you have to do betar. Rabbi Zoyro said, Machar Shila Pesach haba betumo, nechal betumo, hachinami shiva betumo. So he says, no. Once a Pesach comes betumo, you can eat betumo. I don't have the requirement of Tahara. Once the Tumo came into play, Tumo, Hutro, Betzibur, there's no Tumo at all. So although you can still eat it with Tahara, you don't have the requirement to eat it with Tahara once the Zrika was done with Tumo, even though the Zrika did not touch the Basar. The Yedo Amar, where do we find this? Because it wasn't said clearly. Tamar Shmuel of Zoiro, Boi, Ba, Betuma, Sadam. Meaning if the Dam became Tumo, do you eat it with Tumo? Heachavido, what's the question? Because in a korban yochid, the regular guy, he can't throw the blood once it became tummy. So when you have a tzibur that's doing it, it's considered to be bavet tumo, and mimele what? You can eat bavet tumo, because this man dharma holds tumo huchu bavet tzibur. And once tumo is allowed over here, there's no restrictions of tumo at all. Or ma'achar shilo ova v'zorek hurtzo kimishlo bavet tumo. But korban yochid, you're not supposed to throw the blood if he's tummy, if the blood became tummy. But if he did throw the blood, as the evidence is going to work, that's called tzitz miratze. The tzitz of the forehead of the Kohen Gadol rectifies the fact that the tumah came in the mizbech. So with the evidence, it does work. So because we find even a korban yochid could come with tumah, if the blood is tummy, so it's not considered to be that the tumah pushed the korban tzibur more than a yochid. So maybe it's not considered to be the tumah over here hutra betzibur. But from this discussion, you see that he holds that if the tumor was pushed to Tzibur, so then you could go and take away all the restrictions of tumor completely. So says the Gemara, this question, if tumor tchuy b'tzibur or huchu b'tzibur, do you say it's completely mutter or not? Nishreini medo, let's say for the following. Tomar Rishayo, it says, Naposuk v'noso Aaron es avoin ha-kotshim. Aaron will carry the sin of the kotshim. When there's tumor, avon ha-kravim v'lo yovon ha-makrivim. Talking about only the korbanos, not the people. The kravim, which and it's the animals, not the makrivim, which are the koyanim. Hefrish, there's a difference between kravim liyochid and kravim litzibur. Between if it comes to an individual or to a tzibur. A kravim liyochid, im yeshlo, yoimim lo yaveh, vim lavin matim lo yuzok is tamei. If he has another korban, you tell him, don't take this korban, which is tamei. If this korban became tamei, bring something else. What happens if he has no other korban, he has nothing else to bring? You still don't allow him to throw the blood, as we said before. Although Vizora Kurtzo, but if he did throw the blood, is Miratze, the tzitz is Miratze, as we just said. Hamakrevim liyochid, but if the Kohanim, they're doing that krovel, and they do the krovel for Korban Yochid, Regardless if there's another kohen to do it, or there's no other kohen to do it, it doesn't work. There's no tumo that is mutter by a yochid. Hakreivin letzibur, when you have korban, is the comfort of tzibur. Im yesh, or im loy aveh. If there's another korban available to bring into it, which is tahor, so we'll bring that. If there's no other korban, so then you say that tumo is allowed with tzibur, when the tzibur has nothing else. And in mele, you can use the zriko in the korban tameh. If the kohanim become tome, ben sheyesh loy, ben shein loy, or v'zorah kurtzo. Meaning, if there's no other kohanim, the kohanim will do it. The kohanim tameim will do it. If there is kohanim torim to do it, so you ask them to do it. But if they didn't, it still works. That's the b'dievet. It says over here that it does work b'dievet. But what do you see from here? That we try our best not to go and just do it betumo. Try to bring the korban that is star, we try to bring the koyen, which is star. So you see from here that tumo tchuyi b'tzibur, not huchu b'tzibur. It's not just a blanket opening that you can go and bring any tumo once there is an allowance to bring tumo b'tzibur. Continues the Gemara, Ma'ab Lozor, Masniso, Beva, Betumo, Mish'ar, Rishoyna. Our Mishnah that said that if you brought Korban Pesach b'tumo, you can eat it b'tumo, that's only if originally, from the beginning, it was tumo. Avim bo b'tayro, the Korban Pesach came, people were tar. Finitmo, and then became tome. Einu nechal betumo. Then you can eat it betumo. In other words, if the shechita was already betumo, then you could do the whole process betumo. But if the shechita was betaharo, then you cannot eat it betumo. As the Gemara explains, shachto betaharo, finitmo at tzibur. They did shechita betaharo. Then the tzibur became tome. Yizorek adam betaharo, throw the blood betaharo. Meaning if there's koyani there that are still tar. Don't allow the tzibur to eat betumo. I mean, this idea that we're saying that if you have the korban pesach when he shechted, and now everybody's told he can't eat it, but you still throw the blood, it has to go to the gamnasan that says if you did zriko without achilo, as we said before, it works for korban pesach because according to Rabbanan in the old, you need to have zriko and achilo. Here I can't do zriko. Everybody's told they can't eat the korban pesach which came originally b'tahar. So if you can't eat it, you can't do zriko either. The shechita was betaharo, the blood became tome, yizorek adam betumo v'alyochel abasa betumo. So because the shechita was betaharo, you cannot eat the korban pesach. But the dam was already tome before it was thrown, so you throw betumo. And this more concludes the previous idea, that this is a koyter of nasa, that says, you yoytze bezrika v'lo achilo, so here you're doing zrika, but you're not going to do achilo. So the more of Yirmish Abichron, it could be even according to Rabbanon, the whole, that usually you cannot do Zriko if you can't have a chilo. And here, the reason why you do Zriko is you could have a chilo. Meaning, because we are holding, it's not considered to be Pesach Abba Taharo, it's considered to be Pesach Abba Betumo, that you can eat Betumo. So if so, why can't you eat the Korban Pesach? Why we say don't eat the meat? The Primaris Ayin. Because of Maris Ayin, the people make a mistake. Shalo Yirmish, they won't say you're eating Pesach Abba Taharo. That's the Gesser of Chaim. If they're going to eat it, they can say, one second, it came betaharo, and then you ate betumo. They will not know that the zrika was done betumo. They will think the zrika was done betaharo as well. That's why I say, throw the blood, but don't eat the meat, because even though you hold the zrika requires a chilo, here a chilo is mutar. But I'm not going to allow you to eat, because people are not going to know that the zrika was done betaharo. Says the Me'ato le'izorek adam betumo. Also, the last part of the brisa that we said, that if they did shechita betaharo, and then the blood became tome, so you throw the blood betumo. Why do you throw the blood betumo? Shelo yomimimim pesach shiva betaharo, ve'nizrek betumo. Meaning, if you're going to allow them to do zrika betumo, they're going to say, the same way I can do zrika betumo, I can do achila betumo. So why do you say you do the zrika? Elama, soifach meimor dam nosani. So you have to say it's a nosa, not your bono. And the explanation of the brisa is, this korban that was done shechita betaharo, you cannot now eat it if it became tome. Because once the shechita was done betaharo, you cannot eat it betumo. The reason why you could do zrika, but you're not achilo, because you hold like Abnason, that you don't require the achilo. Says the Gemara, now that we mentioned that according to Abnason, you throw the blood even though you have no achilo, moiter Abnason b'choylo b'zokin. If the people that are mono, the members of the korban, are either sick or old, and they cannot eat the korban even if they want to, so then you don't do zriko. It has to be a zriko for a chilo, which at least has an option, has the ability, has the physical ability to eat it. Another thing Rav Nosson agrees, if the Kohen, it's called the Oivid, he's the Oivid on the Korban, he became Tome, they were pushed to Pesach Sheni. Why? Because the Zrika is not a good Zrika, so immediately you don't say a Zrika is enough. Similarly, you found a wart on the animal, which makes the animal puzzle. So now the Zrika is not going to be a good Zrika, so they push to Pesach Sheni. Like what brings, by the way, in the following case, you have five different chaburis, and the skins, the hides of these animals got mixed up. And one of them, you find a wart. But the other four are okay. You have to burn all of them because you can't eat. You're not sure which korban is possible. One of them is possible, the other four is not. I don't know which one. But they don't have to eat Pesach Sheni because maybe they were yaitze. We thought that's Rav Nosson, because the Zrika was done, even though there's no Achila. Because the Gemara understands right now that when did they found out this mix-up? When did they figure out there's something here wrong? Before they did the Zrika. So when they were about to do the Zrika, they knew nobody can eat this Pesach, because one of them is a Baal Mum, I don't know which one, and therefore nobody will eat, and they still did the Zrika. So you see, they do Zrika even without Achila. That only goes according to Rav Nosson. So says the Gemara, no, Tipater Divya Kol. It really goes even according to Rabbana. But this will work the same way like the following case. When you have a tumor of sofek kever ha-toyim, what is that? Kever ha-toyim means a tumor that nobody knows about. So someone went and brought a korban and they did a zrika. And then they found out that there's some kever ha-toyim, there was maybe a tumor that happened over here. So the din is that the b'dieved works because the tzitz is miratze. Hi, but he's not eating the korban. It was only Zrika, but no Achila. The answer is, once the tzitz is miratze b'dieved, it's something that came on the Mizbeach, it makes this korban kosher legame, even though there was no Achila. So usually your opponents say, if I have a korban in order to, for the yoytze of the korban, you have to be able to eat it. You can't eat it, you're not yoytze of the korban. But if there was Zrika, and the Zrika was done, at least the time the Zrika was thought that was done okay, then they found out that something went wrong, and you have to use the tzitz to make that Zrika okay. Once the tzitz comes into play, it makes this korban kosher, even if he doesn't eat it. So by us, the same thing. We're not talking about that before the Zrika, they found out that the five hides got mixed up. It was after the Zrika. And because these korbanos are kosher, and at least four of them was done correctly, so the ritzui is a good ritzui. I just don't know which one was the ritzui, but four out of the five was a good ritzui. It's similar to having a tzitz that makes it a good ritzui. Once you have a good ritzui, even if you don't have a chila, it's okay. In other words, b'dieved, once you already did zrika, and then you know there was a ritzui over here, a chila does not make it even according to Rabbanan. So the short answer to the Gemara is, we're talking about here, the zrika was already done before the mix-up. And only afterwards they figured out there's something wrong over here. So immediately the zrika was done, okay, it does some ritzui. And then even though there's no achila, the Pesach is kosher even according to Rabbanan. Okay, I'm not son zoregis adam. According to Rabbanan, I'm not son, it's even bit l'chatchila you could throw the blood. So if the mix-up happened before the Zrika, according to Rabbanan, don't throw the blood, because now you know there'll be no achila. Only by the other day you threw the blood, you say it's okay. But according to Rabbanan, you could even l'chatchila to throw this blood of the five hides that got mixed up, because I don't require to have achila, Zrika is enough. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Pesachim, Daf Nun Zayin.